We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you that everything that comes out of my mouth will be from you, Lord. And you'll touch the places, the people, that you are redefining them as to who they are in you, Christ, instead of who Satan tried to make them be. We thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Lord, for your purity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm Terry Liberman, by the way, but Cindy had asked me to speak, she's out of town right now, to ask me to speak mainly about the foul spirit in reference to obesity, overeating, or whatever. And I'm going to do that. And like I said earlier, those of you that that's not your struggle, I really feel that God can touch you and show you some things in reference to that for yourself and other areas, or maybe something that you're supposed to be praying for someone. I think I'm going to go ahead. Bob has his group, but I think I'm going to go ahead and talk about this first, and then maybe see if we want to go ahead and break up into the groups or if we don't, and we can do whatever God tells us to do. And so we'll leave it at that. Because not everyone heard the original teaching, I think there is a tape back there. If it's not there, it will be there on the foul spirit. So I'm not going to get into every single scripture and the very, very powerful teaching that's already occurred in reference to the foul spirit. But basically, it is a spirit. Now, if you look it up in the Strong's and all that, it calls it the unclean, impure. But if you look it up in the Webster Dictionary, it's disgust, to stink. And basically, it is a spirit that is sent to someone to make them feel rejected. And that's kind of summarized in an entire, probably 3 to 4 hour teaching. So again, I'm not going to go back through everything. But the main scripture that is in the Bible in reference to the foul spirit is in Mark 9:25. And basically, I think the people, I pretty much know almost everyone here enough to know, you probably know that I'm not going to read that whole scripture to you, but basically it is the one where the father needs some help. He has a child who, as he says, from childhood has had convulsions and it's just been a really, really tough time. And in the, I think it's the King James Version, this is where it's called the foul spirit. Now, different scriptures, I mean, different versions call it different things. And some say unclean, and some call it deaf and dumb spirit. And we don't need to worry about that. Basically, anything that comes from Satan is not from God. And you can call it unclean, you can call it foul, you can call it whatever, but I really want to focus in on the foul spirit in the sense of really making someone feel rejected. And I am going to focus in on the weight thing tonight because that's what I feel like God wants me to do. And I will spend more time on that. But when reading through this scripture, I mainly read through Mark 9:25, I think it was, or 9:20 through 29, I believe. And as I read through this, there are a few things I really feel like God wanted me to focus on. Number one, this is one spirit that Jesus makes very clear at his last comment throughout this whole section is that the disciples could not cast it out and they didn't understand why. And he said, this one requires fasting and praying. Now, we know a lot of things require fasting and praying, but Jesus made a very specific point to say, and I don't want to add to the Bible, but this one's pretty tough. Also, I noticed as I read through this last night, it's from the father says it's from childhood. Now, I'm not going to interpret that to say that means a generational curse, but I know from some things God has been showing me with some situations in my family, a lot of this can be generational curse. Now, that's not to blame it on our parents and all that, but that's just to say sometimes it's really deep and you really have to go deep with God with the prayer, the fasting, whatever God shows you to do, to really see this. I think the other thing, and I think this is funny because Edie and I were talking about something totally different, and something she had been talking to Cindy about. And Cindy said, now, Edie, this is going to require perseverance. And I truly feel with the foul spirit, not that that was what Edie was dealing with. It was something totally different. But there's some perseverance. And that's something all of us, and I'll include myself in that, sometimes really have a problem with. To really, really persevere. There's also, I'm not going to, please don't turn to it because there's no need to, but there's in Revelation 18:2, there's also something in there also about the foul spirit. And basically in there it talks about the dwelling place of demons, every unclean spirit. In other words, I really think the message we want to get out of this is with the foul spirit, it is very deep with a lot of us, with a lot of our situations. But I think most important, what God's been showing me, you really think it's you. You really have taken ownership of it. You don't see it as a problem. You see it as you. Now, relating this to eating, I think something else with the foul spirit, this is one thing that God makes it, Jesus makes it extremely clear. For those of you who say, oh, everyone says everything's a demon, I'm sick of everything being a demon. I hear that quite a bit from different people. This is one, though, that I think we can all agree that, and what's going on, it is demonic. There is no doubt whether this is a flesh issue or whether this is a demonic issue. It is demonic. And again, if you look it up in Revelations, it's God talks about the dwelling place of demons, every unclean spirit. And it mentions Babylon, which has a lot of connotations associated with that. It's very demonic. But it's very deceiving. And we truly take it on as us. And it's not. I'm going to relate it again quite a bit to the overeating. But please, as I do that, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what He's trying to show you. With the overeating, you think it's you that's reaching for that snack where you're not happy. You think it's you that's nibbling all the time. You think it's you that eats two Big Macs instead of one. You think it's a flesh issue? For some of us, overeating is a flesh issue. This is why it's so difficult. The overeating is difficult because it is at different levels for different people. And please don't judge and think, well, since I'm not 40 pounds overweight, then it must be I'm in this category. Please don't do that. Please. Because more than likely, if that's not your issue, more than likely there's something else that has gone on in your life. Maybe you've been delivered, praise God. But there's something, unless you were totally raised in the church and really raised by people led by the Holy Spirit and born-again Christians and going through the sanctification process, probably there's some struggle or some battle. So again, let's not, for those of us that do not struggle with a weight issue or we have a flesh issue with our weight, just don't negate this totally. I want to relate it right now to fear. Okay. And I think all of us can relate to that. A lot of us, I know in this room, have been totally delivered or going through the process of being delivered from fear. My son, my 11-year-old, has been having a terrible time at night. Note the bags under thy eyes with fear. A terrible, terrible time, not just a normal, I'm a little bit scared, I'm this. And if you know my son, he's not a scary kind of kid. He's very bold and he's very comfortable with himself. He has lots of friends and he loves school and he's very smart and he's just one of these kids that just friendly and kind of out there. I mean, he's a little bit quieter than like my other kids, but he's a really neat kid.